ahead.
Okay, we'll call to order the January 4th, 2023 Town of Kiri Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. Probably the first item is to excuse Tony, if that's the choice of the commission. He does not seem to have arrived yet. He still may. Is there a motion to?
Make a motion to excuse him.
Okay.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is adoption of the agenda. We do need to add one additional item to the agenda. We can put it at the end of the at new business, and that is to elect a chair and vice chair. We have to
actually,
do that.
Craig, can you make that the beginning?
Oh, the beginning. Okay.
Yeah, in January you re-elect. So if you can do that as your first.
Okay.
Yeah, your first item says it.
Okay, the first item then will be the election of a chair and a vice chair.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, with that change, is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So move.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next item is the December 7th minutes. So again, just want to take a second and look through that, and if anybody has any changes. Oh, while we're doing that, do we have the person online right now?
We do not.
We do not, okay.
Make a motion to pass the minutes as read.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is public comments. And don't see anybody in the audience. And we do not have anybody online. Is that correct again?
Correct.
Okay. So hearing nobody interested in public comments, we will close public comments. All right, so the next item will be what we added is the election of the chair and the vice chair. And before we do that, you know, let me just say that I've served probably about 15 years now on the planning and zoning, and probably 13 of the 15 years have been as chair. So I would like to not be chair for this upcoming year, if that's okay. So, you know, with that in mind.
I'd like to make a motion, but Mr. Galbraith continues chairman.
That's great.
That's fine.
I mean, if nobody else wants to do it, I'll do it. But I really would like to give somebody else an opportunity if they would like to be chair.
There's a motion on the table.
Oh, I know. But it hadn't been seconded. So is there a second for that motion?
So, I mean, are you doing that because you really don't want to do it, or are you...
Can we talk about it before there's a second?
Yeah, you can talk about it. You can
okay. No, I think it's. I think it'd be great if somebody else could be chair. You know, I would. You know, I've been chair for many, many, many years, off and on. But you know, I think it'd be great if somebody else wanted to be chair.
Well, and kiddingly, half kiddingly, with why I said it, but I've seen you ever since you've been chair. And I've never seen a meeting that wasn't prepared for.
I appreciate that.
So,
if somebody wants to volunteer to do it, if not, I'll do it. So.
Somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, certainly there's those of us that are probably willing to step up, but yeah. Certainly we don't want to do it preceding what you would.
Oh no, I really think somebody else should do it. If somebody else wants to do it. I'll be glad to serve as vice chair or something like that, but I think it's a great time to have, you know, rotate people through this type of thing. So we have several people here who have been members of the commission for a long time who could, you know, certainly step up and do the chair process. Does anybody want to volunteer before we make a nomination?
I have interest in doing more, and I don't know what these gentlemen have in that. So, well, again, and Joe, certainly not ignoring your perspective.
All right, well, This has not been, the motion has not been seconded, so it fails for lack of a second. So is there another motion for chairperson of the Planning and Zoning?
Well, keeping with our talking, our discussion, I do it. I don't mind doing it. So you may have interest in doing it also.
Yeah, and
well, it looks we may have our chair and co-chair.
There you go. Okay, why don't you make the motion?
Well, you two guys.
Yeah.
Between you, which one?
Yeah, go ahead and do a cross motion, if that's okay.
Yeah, obviously we're hearing this for the first time, so this definitely has to be decided today.
Yes.
And then, is this the last agenda item that you're going to allow for today?
Yeah, it will be. The new chair will take over for the rest of the meeting. So.
All right.
How much, Craig? I mean, Jim, do you think it's okay if Craig finishes that meeting for tonight, and then?
I think it's going to be more of an issue for the HPC.
I can't be a chair. I need this desk over here for all my stuff.
Yeah, gotcha. Chair needs to take effort.
I can't sit in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in doing it, but, you know, again, like I said, I don't want to just step on toes. And
well, then I motion that Byron be the new chair for the PZC.
Okay. I'll second that.
Thank you.
All right, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, why don't you go ahead and make the motion for vice chair.
Yep, and then I'd like to nominate Joe for vice chair.
I'll second that.
No, I'll second that.
Why, we did. I have to do something as my final effort as chair.
Yeah.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That means you take over. No, you take over.
Yeah. So, which I am totally unprepared to do.
Well, I will give you the gavel.
Now you're all set.
Now you're prepared.
You wanted it.
Yeah, we'll swap seats then, too.
What?
You have a seat for me back there?
No, you're over here. You're just moving down one.
Moving down one, okay.
You're now the left-hand guy.
And you're moving, too.
Don't you, you're supposed to move, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, and you will be
lost. Oh, so I lost my desk anyway.
So this is a real simple one.
Yeah. Hopefully I have
that'll
a mentor here that will
to, like,
assist me to get through all of this.
Yeah.
So I go down here.
This is pretty simple.
No,
you
hey,
go to where Jim was.
Jim Dugan's spot. He was the vice chair.
Yeah, see, he was vice chair previously. So.
Sorry, Joe.
Now you can do this for HPC, too.
This is difficult.
I'll give you the keys to the car after the meeting.
Yes, just so you can run the night.
It's
yeah. And I'm prepared to run tonight.
Yeah.
I will say at all the meetings I go to.
And we don't meet regularly.
There'll be a test on that.
All right, so well.
Okay, where's the agenda? We're on old business. Continued discussion on town ordinances. Mm-hmm. Right there, which is the private beach access. So just say the next agenda item, 5.1.
All right, so now we're into old business and the continued discussion of the town ordinance regarding private beach access points. John, anything to add on this?
I think it was kind of discussed a little at the last meeting. Huh?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be a tough issue, and at some point we are going to need to talk about it, but I think probably best to postpone until...
Let me add a little to the discussion. I mean, we're not going to make any decision, I'm sure, but let me... I looked into CAMA, John, as we talked about a little bit, and the CAMA rules kind of sent me to the Coastal Resource Commission. And if I'm saying anything that I went down the wrong road, let me know. But it sent me to the Coastal Resource Commission, which has its own standards, NCAC 07H 0309, use standards for ocean hazard areas, and it says beach access ways consistent with another rule of this section. So then you go to the other rule of this section, and it says, it mainly talks about when you build beach accesses, you have to build them in a manner that entails negligible alteration of the primary or frontal dune. So it doesn't really tell you anywhere that I could find, they've got to be high, they've got to be low. It does talk about safety, it does talk about handrails. But the main concern that I found everywhere I looked was that it doesn't affect the dune, whatever is built. So if there's more other stuff that we need to investigate, I mean, before we start trying to make a decision on what these accesses look like, we need to know the rules.
Well, those are basically the rules. And you did go to the right place.
Okay.
It's just hard to make that a consistent rule across our beach if our dune line changes in different locations. So to make that a consistent ruling and across our entire beach strand is going to be near impossible. I think some of you guys have already walked the beach before last meeting and kind of made the same notations at our last meeting, so I just think that I'll leave it like it is, my personal opinion.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that.
Have we had any major complaints? I know we've had one kind of complaint, but any...
That's the only complaint I can remember.
Okay.
We could have one storm that puts everybody in not in compliance with the law.
Yep.
Well, I think it would have to go just like we do with houses. If we make a new law, you already have it. If you go to alter it or if it gets destroyed and you rebuild it, then you come in conformance with the new ordinance. Right? So initially, everything would be good. But then the first person that makes a modification would have to live by the new rule, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I'd just like to remind everybody the other idea that was brought up by me in one of the other meetings is that we require any new modifications to not exceed or to mimic or whatever words we choose the nearest public access. So that if the nearest public access is low, then they need to stay low. If we've got an access that's 20 foot up in the air, which we don't, then they could put theirs 20 foot up in the air. But to mimic the nearest public access, that's the only idea I could come with at this point.
There's a new chairman. They took care of me too. Beach accesses aren't going to be the first thing on everybody's mind. It's going to be restoration of the beach and their personal property, and part of that beach restoration is going to be push dunes up, especially in areas that are overwashed. And so you're still going to have a problem with new access ways going up and over the dunes, and in most cases it's going to be a straight shot right to the beach at that point. So.
Yeah. I think that was the intent, though. You know you have to go up and over the dune. It's how you get from the house to the dune. Do you go low or do you just keep a straight line 8 feet up in the air? Which I believe caused the original problem or the complaint where someone was looking down the beach from their house and they saw these access ways elevated.
His complaint was that it stretched closer to the ocean than the old one did. And the reason it did was because we had new dune lines that had grown in there since the previous beach accesses had been built 15 years ago. So his line of sight has been disrupted because the dunes have grown.
Well, we can't help that.
It was the exact same elevation as old.
So do we want to continue the discussion or do we want to just make a decision at this point?
Or to table it. I mean, to me, it sounds almost like the consensus is not to do a whole lot right now. So I will make a motion to table this item.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, then continue discussion of the greenways or the green sustainability planning and zoning elements.
Several months ago, and we keep kind of postponing this, which is understandable. Just as kind of a minor issue, the thinking about what the planning and zoning could do regarding sustainability or, you know, green and that sort of thing. I think I sent out an email many months ago with about four or five different items. I don't see it in the packet right now, so I would recommend that we continue this item. But probably the major one is more of an encouragement. You know, obviously we've got greenway issues. You know, I think that charging for electric vehicles, my goodness, I think when I started talking about this, I had probably three electric vehicles in Kiri Beach, and there's probably 20 right now. And they're certainly seeing a lot more that are coming down as tourists and that sort of thing. And, you know, Carolina Beach has installed a number of charging capabilities at private companies. I don't think the city has done it. But I'm starting to see more and more. So it's just something that we may want to consider to encourage. I'm not sure if any of it is really under the purview of planning and zoning, but just kind of recommend that we may want to kind of continue thinking about that. But I would recommend continuing this item for now.
Okay, motion?
I'll make a motion to continue item 5.2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and then also, Craig, this one was yours, discussion of home occupations.
Yeah, again, just maybe a little bit of a discussion right now, because we do have my memo, my letter in here on in the packet starting page 7 to 9 right here. And this is having to do, as we're kind of thinking about fine-tuning some of the definitions in our ordinance, had to do with home occupations. And obviously, I'm sure as everybody knows, because of COVID, we're having a lot more home occupations now with people working at home in various levels and all that sort of thing. And I was just thinking that's maybe something we want to consider about fine-tuning that, expanding the definition of a home occupation. I think that most of us probably don't mind at all if people work at home as consultants or, you know, a finance advisor and so forth. But I did look at a number, I know probably about 20 different communities in North Carolina and a few other ones. And there are some communities that do have problems with this idea of home occupations. And, you know, ranging from things like dentists and doctors having their offices in the house to other things like tattoo type of things, kennels, auto repair where people are just working and fixing things on their front yard, you know, boarding houses. You know, the question is to whether that represents a rental, a short-term rental or that sort of thing. So, what I did here is when you look at this, and again, we can continue this item for further discussion or get kind of a recommendation from John or maybe our attorney, is how other communities have tried to fine-tune this definition of home occupations to anticipate problems that might occur if people try to abuse this idea of working at home. So anyway, that was just kind of what we're looking at right here, because we do have a definition of home occupation, but it's kind of sparse, I think, you know, compared to certainly what some other communities have done. And I guess the question is, John, have we had any, you know, again, we try to anticipate things ahead of time. That's why, you know, the planning part of this, but has anybody that you know kind of complained, or do we have any problems with this kind of home occupation?
Occasionally, it's usually someone that's operating some kind of business that isn't considered a home occupation in an area that's not zoned for.
Aren't home occupations allowed in almost all, if not all, of our residential zoning? Yeah, so that I think that was the major concern, is that even in an R1, somebody could, you know, maybe claim something's a home occupation, even though it's kind of really not.
The philosophy is, I don't know what's going on in your house, but when you start bringing the public in, or mechanical cars or something like that, that's when it does become an issue.
And is that a good example of kind of where you have to step in, mechanical?
Yeah. Somebody's out there doing shady tree mechanic, or had one guy recently that was buying golf carts, fixing them up, and then advertising them for sale in his backyard or on Facebook, and having people come to his house. And,
gotcha.
Beekeeper one time.
So the trigger point is when you have a lot of
traffic
and people coming in, but just somebody having a consulting business and no traffic, it doesn't really trigger anything.
I don't know what you're doing in there. Your neighbors probably don't either unless you tell them you work from home, you know?
So it sounds to me like it's a combination of traffic and or display of products that can be viewed from outside. Are kind of the two key things.
That's fair statement, yes, sir.
Okay.
Then, I mean, if that's kind of the major issues, what I would be willing to do is maybe bring a, you know, based upon this and based upon what John just said right there, maybe a proposed new definition for home occupation that might identify just those specific problems so we can get it, you know, at least in the ordinance.
And they're not there today?
It's there. I don't know that we've really got a problem with, you know, what I've got in the ordinance now or the enforcement mechanisms in there. I think we should clean up our permitted uses throughout all our districts.
Right.
Because they're so wide-ranging. So, you know, it's not fixed, or it's not broken, don't fix it, you know. But I really haven't had a whole lot of issues. We're talking about once a year, maybe we'll have something come up.
Yeah, this just came up because we were talking about the that whole broad issue. And, you know, I was just reading home occupations as one of the things that we do see. But I 100% agree that there's a lot of things that we do allow in residential that we may want to look at. And in doing that, I was just thinking, well, you know, a lot of people might be able to push a limit if somebody wanted to file a lawsuit and said that their activity was, in fact, a home occupation without a clean kind of definition. And that seems to be the problem that it popped up when some of these other communities have fine-tuned their ordinances. So
I guess anything could happen. You know, there's going to be some factors that are contributing to that that would make it impossible for them regarding the building code and, of course, the permitted uses and the zoning. But do we even have a home occupation definition right now?
Yeah, we have one. It's quite extensive. It talks about being done only by the family or people residing. It's done entirely within the dwelling, incidental and secondary to the use of the dwelling as a dwelling purpose. It goes on and on. No display of products or any advertising of any nature visible from the street. So it does have bounds in the definition that we have.
Maybe we should look at that and possibly clean it up.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, as you said, it's not a major issue. It's just something popped up, and you know, I probably had nothing to do for 20 minutes, and I put together this email. So.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Anyway, so if that's okay, we'll just go ahead. I'll make a motion to continue this item.
And then who's on point for looking at that for cleanup?
I mean, I'll go ahead and do a quick cleanup if it may not even be necessary after looking at that more carefully.
Okay.
Right. And just while we're on that topic, just it's not part of the agenda, but in the research of home occupations and home uses, I put this matrix together that I believe everybody has a copy of.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows you, based on the wording in the body of the ordinance, chapter 15, and also the zoning map legend has a detail of what's allowed in each zone. So it's just a spreadsheet of what's allowed where. And there is a lot of overlap, and there's some questions where the two documents may not be identical. Yeah. But this is it, basically. So if you look at home occupation on here, Greg,
it's on the second page.
Right. You'll see there's two definitions on my sheet of home occupation. The second one is as defined in 1502.10, which we were just looking at. But the first one for zones RA2 and RA2T specifically calls out dressmaking, music teaching,
right,
preserving, cooking, and laundering, and no beauty parlor.
Right. I remember seeing that. Yeah. I think that's what triggered my interest in that. So. Yeah, I'll be glad to look at specifically that, but you're right. There's a number of other things that we need to look at, too. Okay. But just as we go through this issue of defining the permitted uses, you know, might as well try to clean up everything.
All right. So do we have a motion to continue?
Yes.
Second?
Oh, second. I second. I thought we went through.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. New business. Any new business? All right. Well, at that point, this would probably conclude our agenda for the
Chairman, I make a
PNC.
Motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Second.
Aye. And so we'll adjourn until 6:30.
Mm-hmm. We'll adjourn for a month.
Well, yeah, you'll adjourn.
Well,
then
we'll adjourn for a month.
We will stop. HPC will be at
next 6:30. Meeting at 6:30.
Did you vote? I'm sorry.
Yes, we did vote.
You voted.
Yep.
Okay.
And then.